Title: California Court of Appeal Limits the Permissibility of Time Rounding. Content: Rounding is the practice of capturing time entries on a time clock and converting them to the closest 5, 10, or 15-minute equivalent. For example, both entries at 8:58 and 9:04 may be converted to 9 a.m. A recent California Court of Appeal decision, Camp v. Home Depot USA, Inc., calls into question the continued viability of time-rounding policies in California. In 2012, the Court of Appeal held in C.S. Candy Shops Incorporated v. Superior Court, 210 Calories, App, 4th 889, 2012, that an employer's time-rounding policy is lawful under California law when the policy is fair and neutral on its face and is used in a way that will not result, over a period of time, in failure to compensate the employees properly for all the time they have actually worked. As generally applied, the C.S. Candy test permitted time clock rounding systems so long as the rounding was to the nearest set increment as opposed to always rounding against the employee. Multiple appellate decisions after C.S. Candy cited it favorably in granting summary judgment to the employer. However, the California Supreme Court has never formally adopted C.S. Candy as an accurate statement of California law. Furthermore, in a decision on a related matter in 2021, the court expressly noted that it had never adopted the C.S. Candy standard but that none of the parties had asked for the holding of the case to be reviewed. Although this new Camp decision is merely an appellate decision, and it does not ban time rounding outright, it does call into question C.S. Candy's broader holding that time-rounding systems are generally lawful if applied even-handedly. The Troster and Donahue cases undermined C.S. Candy's time-rounding rule 6 years after C.S. Candy. The California Supreme Court held in Troster that the federal de minimis doctrine does not apply to California wage and hour claims involving the failure to pay employees for small amounts of otherwise compensable time like closing up the store and locking the door after clocking out. Under the federal de minimis doctrine, insubstantial or insignificant periods of time beyond the scheduled working hours, which cannot as a practical administrative matter be precisely recorded for payroll purposes, may be disregarded, but Troster rejected the federal de minimis doctrine because California wage and hour laws generally provide greater protections than federal law. And although California has a common law de minimis standard that may be applied in more limited circumstances than the federal standard, it generally does not apply when the activity at issue recurs on a regular basis, e.g., spending a minute each evening activating an alarm after clocking out. Notably, the federal de minimis doctrine does not arise from the same regulation addressing rounding of time clock entries. So the rejection of the de minimis doctrine does not necessarily address the separate question of whether an employer may keep time by rounding specific punch entries to the nearest 5, 10, or 15-minute increment. In 2021, in Donahue, the California Supreme Court held that employers cannot meet the obligation to provide 30-minute off-duty meal periods by rounding time entries such that the rounded entries amount to 30 minutes when the actual break time was less than 30 minutes. The court stated that, even assuming rounding time is proper for calculating hours worked, different policies come into play with regard to providing meal periods. The court explained that California's meal break provisions are designed to prevent minor infringements on meal period requirements, and rounding is incompatible with that objective. Thus, the opinion rejected rounding time for meal period purposes, but avoided addressing the larger question of whether rounding remained a lawful practice for calculating hours worked. The Camp employer rounded time records even though it collected exact time punches. Plaintiff Delmer Camp filed a class action against his employer, Home Depot. The employer uses an electronic timekeeping system that captured the exact time of punch entries, such that if it were assumed the employee began working immediately upon punching in and stopped working only when the employee punched out, the employer knew the exact time the employee was working. Nonetheless, Home Depot rounded each punch to the nearest quarter hour, as C.S. Candy.